This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Leaving a Lasting Legacy. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shares the biblical principles we need to pass on to the next generation in order to ensure their spiritual success. The circumstances of last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know can only be found in God's Word. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. This is a great opportunity to reach twice as many people with the certain hope of Jesus. Together, we can take the Word of God to people in need around the world through daily hope. Just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Leaving a Legacy of Hope.
Romans 8:26. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, you ever get tired in the waiting? You're waiting for a problem to be resolved. You're waiting for a relationship to be restored. You're waiting for a prayer to be answered. A lot of times, the most difficult part of life is living in the waiting rooms of life when you're in a hurry and God isn't. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us. In and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs and groans. Did you know that when you're hurting so bad, you don't even know what to say, that God prays for you? He says, I've put my spirit in your life, and I'll just talk to myself about your problems, because you can't even utter the words. When your heart is so broken and you feel so crushed, or you feel so guilty, or you feel so angry, and you don't, all you can do is just go, oh God. And you're just groaning, oh, you don't even know what to say. God says, that's okay. I know your heart, and I'll just pray to myself for you. I've put my spirit in you. I know what you're feeling. I know what you feel more than you understand what you feel. I'm the one who wired you up. I'm the one who gave you emotions. So I know you better than you know you. And so I will just talk to myself about what you need. That is good news. That when I don't even know how to pray, I can go, God, would you just take my sighs and groans, and you know what I need. I'm trusting you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick. The Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book. In this book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you will begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on guided experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. This high-quality, vegan leather, four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to say thanks. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to get this incredible resource and have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available till the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
The sixth reason for hope in Romans chapter 8 is it is possible to live without intimidation. And that means I never need to fear. That means no intimidation. And that is why we have hope, because we don't have to be afraid of anything as God's children. Now, fear is a universal problem. It's a very destructive emotion. And psychologists have identified 645 different fears. Most people have fears in their lives that plague them. Everybody has some fear. But God says this: you can live without intimidation because God is on your side. And it doesn't matter what people say about you. God is on your side. Notice this next verse here. It says, who can accuse the people God has chosen? No one, because God is the one who makes them right. When somebody starts to come accuse you of your background, you go, yeah, I'm a trophy of grace. I'm a trophy of grace. When Satan tries to remind you about your past, you just remind him about his future. We win, he loses. When people try to put you down and say, yeah, but you this and you that and you do that and you do this, and they start putting you down, you go, well, God likes me. Now, if God likes me and I like me, you don't like me, what's your problem? If God is for us, who can be against us? He says, who can accuse you if God says you're okay? Because of what Jesus done. You know, I've been on a lot of these lists, different national lists over the year. And I was put on the list of the 13 scariest people in America. Boo. No intimidation. I'm not afraid of anything. I get on a plane where I go for a Five Nation speaking tour. And some of the places I'm going aren't exactly safe. But I'm not afraid of it. Why? If God is for you, who can be against you? You have confidence. I got this letter just recently. Dear Pastor Rick, our church here in Florida did 40 days of purpose, and it was great. And during the same time, I've been in training for a triathlon, swimming in a local lake. One night in our 40 days of purpose small group, my wife Vicky shared her fears of an alligator attack while my wife and my daughters and I were out training. Everybody laughed and reassured her that the odds of me being bitten were more likely that I'd get struck by lightning. Well, the next day I was swimming in 8 feet of water with goggles. I had just taken a deep breath when I was attacked by a 7-foot alligator. He bit into my leg and pulled me 4 feet under the water and held me there for almost 2 minutes. With my goggles on, I could see him clearly, eyeball to eyeball, as we thrashed around under the water. Can you imagine that? Now, I'm not kidding you, but at that very moment, I thought about your book. The Purpose Driven Life, chapter 22, page 173. I'm not making this up. And I remembered your words. Life is not about your comfort, it's about your character. Instantly, I thought, don't panic, Just deal with it and trust God. Not bad advice when you feel intimidated. Don't panic, just deal with it and trust God. I struggled to pry the alligator's mouth open, but I couldn't. Next, I thought, is it a shark or a gator you're supposed to punch in the snout? Instantly, I thought, you idiot, just swing. Now remember, he's 4 feet under the water holding his breath. You know, it's funny that while I was wrestling an alligator for my life, that God used your words from Purpose Driven Life to replace my fear with peace and hope and presence of mind. I know this is a strange endorsement for your book, but it's true. My story aired on Animal Planet TV. And I now have the gator's head on a plaque. It said, with Psalm 18:16 underneath it, which says, God reached down from above. He took me out of the deep water. He rescued me from my powerful enemy. Keep up the good work, Rick. What's the gator in your life? Everybody's got gators biting at them. And there are things in your life that are pulling you under. And you're about to go under for the last time, and your breath is out. And you think, I'm drowning. This is it. It's curtains. It's over. I'm throwing in the towel. Maybe a financial gator that's got you intimidated. Or maybe some situation that's scaring you to death at work. Or the possibility of a difficult pregnancy, or who knows? Everybody's got gators in their life. Things that intimidate you. If God is for us, who can be against us? I love this next verse, verse 37. Nothing, none of this phases us because Jesus loves us. I live a life without condemnation, I'm forgiven. Without domination, I have the power, I've been set free. Without termination, I'm gonna live forever. Without limitation, God's gonna share his resources with me. Without miscalculation, nothing happens by accident. There's a purpose and a plan behind it all. I live a life without intimidation, I'm not afraid of anything. And without deprivation, that means I never need to worry because God is going to provide for all my needs. I will never be deprived without deprivation. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your needs. Physical, emotional, financial, relational, mental. All your needs in Christ Jesus if you trust him. No deprivation. I never need to worry. Now follow the logic of this verse. Verse 32 of Romans 8. Since God did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't God, who gave us Christ, also give us everything else? Well, duh. That's a Greek word, duh. I mean, get the logic here. If God loved you enough to take care of your biggest problem, eternal damnation, and separation from God, don't you think he will take care of your finances or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your marriage or whatever? I said this last week. I don't get the logic of people who say, I can trust God to get me to heaven, but I can't trust him enough to tithe because I don't really think he'll take care of me. I don't think that promise of I'll supply all your needs is really true. What's the logic in that one? It just doesn't make sense. No deprivation. I never need to worry. Somebody asked me last week, he said, Rick, how do you do this giving generously stuff? You don't give out a reason, you give out a revelation. I said, I heard you talk about that. You know, you don't give her a reasonable amount. You say, God, what do you want to give through me? And then you get this astronomical thing. Why do I do that? Why am I able to be generous? Well, Because I live a life with no condemnation. No matter what I do, I'm forgiven. I live a life with no domination. I am set free from a lot of things that used to mess up my life. I live a life of no termination. I'm going to live forever. And not only that, God's going to share all his resources with me. No limitation. And even though I make mistakes in my life, there's no miscalculation. That God has a purpose bigger than my mistakes. And I'm not afraid because there's no intimidation. If God is for us, who is against us? And I'm not worried about it not having what I need because there's no deprivation. If God, who loved me enough to send Jesus to die for me, he'll care for all my other needs. And then finally, there is a life with no separation, and that is, I will always be loved. God will never, 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 never stop loving me. I will always be loved. Nothing can destroy my relationship to God. If you grasp this fact, it will change your life. Let me read you verse 38 and 39 of this wonderful chapter of the Bible. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death can't. Life can't. The angels can't. Demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Whether we're high above the sky, some of you have a fear of flying, or in the deepest ocean, you're in a submarine. Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. When you put your hand in God, he grasped onto it, and he's never letting go. There may be times you'd like to let go, but he's never letting go. You are eternally secure. Once you are born into a family, you can't be unborn out of it. Once you're born again, you can't be unborn out of the family of God. Once your name is written in the eternal book of life, it can't be erased. It's indelible ink. Jesus said, they are in my hand and no man can clutch them out. Doesn't matter how I feel, how many doubts, how many fears, or how many sins I commit. If I have put my trust in Christ in his hand, he says, nothing, nothing will separate me from the love of God. Jude 24 says, he is able to keep you from falling. Not failing. You're going to fail in life. He's able to keep you from falling. You will not fall out of his grace. And no matter what you face in life, you will never face it alone. Now, what kind of response should I have to this kind of life? Friends, this is the hope of the world. Everybody needs to know this hope. This is the good news. It's the gospel. Gospel means good news. And what is the gospel? I'm forgiven, no condemnation. I'm free, no domination. No mistake can keep me out of God's purpose. No miscalculation. No limitation. No transformation of my life will ever stop me from being what God wants me to be. I'm going to live forever. And God is for me. And he's never going to stop loving me. Everybody needs to hear that message. You need to buy this tape for a friend. This is the good news. It's why we're doing the peace plan. It's why we train pastors around the world. It's why we do student ministry and children's ministry, 400 other ministries, because nobody can offer what Jesus Christ offers, a life of freedom and forgiveness and power and peace and purpose that goes on and on for eternity. So what should be my response? The last verse on your outline. Live and act in such a way, or in a way worthy of those who have been chosen for such wonderful blessings as these. Live in a way that's worthy. Live with hope. No situation is ever hopeless when you give it to God. Let's bow our heads. Would you pray, Father, forgive me for the times I've been afraid. Forgive me for the times I've been worried, stressed out, doubting, discouraged, despairing. I wasn't trusting you, and I'm sorry. Jesus Christ, today, I put my trust 100% into your hands. Lead me. direct me. I want to learn to love you and trust you more each day. Thank you for this great news that there is no condemnation on my life. I receive your forgiveness today. Thank you that you have the power to set me free from things I can't change. And I ask you to start doing those changes in my life. In your name I pray, amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience Book. In this first-of-its-kind book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. This high-quality vegan leather, four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Today, when you give a gift, your gift will be doubled up to $50,000. And we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience, which will help you recharge your batteries the way God intended. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available to the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.